This is Andy Marcenko with the Rhodes College soccer team, and you're listening to the SCAC Media Day with Russell Kramer.
You are listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Rhodes head coach Andy Marcenko. Rhodes coming off an 8-10-1 campaign from a year ago, 3-7 in SCAC play. And coach, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Russell. I'm glad to be part of the first year we do this.
Coach, headed into another season, just talk about your mindset as we approach 2010.
Okay. Well, looking at last year's record compared to maybe the previous years, people would say we were a step down, but actually I think last year's team was much improved over the previous year's team. I think we went from 10 wins to 8 wins. However, I believe it was a 6 or 7 games we lost by a goal, to those golden goal overtime losses. But I think the thing is we were in every game. And we were pushing ourselves to the final whistle, which I'm not sure we were consistent enough about in previous years. So I'm pleased with the returning group of players in the sense that they're probably a little more battle hardened, having gone through those close games and some disappointing losses. But it's a good thing to deal with, and you move on and take what you've learned and hopefully make yourself better.
Last season, as I mentioned, Coach, Rhodes finished with an 8-10-1 record. What did your team learn throughout the course of the season last year, and how did that carry over and translate into spring practice and now into this 2010 season?
Sure, I think the biggest thing was that hard work is what it takes to be successful in this conference, and maybe we're not quite as talented as some other teams, but the fact remains that if you're willing to work hard, then you can maybe overcome a few of those shortcomings that when you match up. There's nothing more or tougher to overcome than an individual opponent that's just pesky and always there. And that's something that we tried to do. And for the most part, I was pleased with the way we didn't quit until that final whistle. And in a lot of those losses, we were knocking on the door and had the opponent on the heels trying to get either that tying goal or the winning goal. So I think that's something we really talked about as a huge positive for the team for the year and carried it on over into the spring. And we've had a much better group fitness level coming in this year than we did last year. And that itself, I think, shows that the kids were a lot more committed and dedicated. And good things will come for those that are more committed and more dedicated.
Coach, you returned 20 players, an experienced group from last year's squad that I know you feel really positive about. As a coach, I know it must be a joy to have so much experience returning.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, I think the reality is that these guys got battle hardened, and they were in some situations where they had to overcome adversity, and sometimes it didn't quite get over that hump. But I think they learned that it's tough. We're not going to quit. We're not going to point fingers. We're going to work together. We're going to try to get there. And I'm really pleased that this group has this attitude and has worked hard. And again, we're going to try to build on that for this upcoming season.
Coach, defensively, you guys allowed 33 goals last year, the fewest in the last 5 years. How do you follow up a year like that defensively, and what have you worked on hard to continue to improve?
Well, it's that's the fewest that we've allowed in 5 years. It's not as low as we want to get it, so we want to improve on that, and that's probably been our number one focus coming through the preseason. I like to get the team organized defensively first. But I think we definitely have focused on that. We do have some key returning players that we're putting on a little more responsibility in terms of helping to integrate some of the younger players. But we're certainly focusing with our backs first, and but we've got to work on the other side of the ball as well. So,
Coach, you returned 5 seniors and Justin Stradley, Austin Farr, Brett Simic, Nick Bailey, and Eric Stradley. Just talk about the expectations of this senior class and what you expect to see from them, not only on the playing field, but in terms of leadership for this team.
Yeah, this is an interesting group in the sense that two of these guys we actually had walk on the team and as freshmen, and they earned a spot largely because of their dedication and their drive. It's not the most talented group of seniors we've had in the past, but I can guarantee you I think this is probably one of the strongest in terms of the level of commitment, the passion, and the leadership in terms of being leaders by example, and you know, kind of pushing the younger guys a little bit to you know, this is what we're trying to accomplish here. This is what the steps that we're trying to take to move forward, get the program back to where it was. So I'm really pleased with the way they have responded as leaders on the team, and I think they're going to be a big part of the continued step forward and the continued success of the program.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. I'm joined by Rhodes head coach Andy Marcinko. And coach, last year Rhodes led the SCAC with 51 goals scored, but you lose to graduation all-conference performer in Logan Everly. Talk about how you have to replace a player like Logan Everly, and how are you guys going about that?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Logan was a good player. Like, Logan just had the knack to be there when he needed to be there, and he was one of the most determined individuals, players that I've ever worked with. You know, and it was just purely his drive and his determination to do you know, what he did, and to be as good as he was. And so it is going to be tough to replace him. I think he is, we refer to him often. Yeah, we feel like Logan was an overachiever in the sense that he wasn't blessed with, you know, All-American type touch and All-American abilities, but his passion and desire made him a very dangerous player for us. So he is one that we point to as someone that we need to obviously, you know, role model after or whatever. Yeah, it's tough. Our recruiting has come up a little short in the attacking area. You know, Nick Bailey was up front with us, and you know, we're going to put a lot on him. But we've got a couple other younger guys that you know, that we're trying to figure out exactly how we're going to play. Petar Radukovic was a freshman, did well for us, had a few nagging injuries the last year. There are a couple other younger players that we're still working with, and obviously, you know, the first week or so will tell us how that works out.
Coach, you've been a part of the SCAC for a long time. Talk about the way you've seen this league grow in terms of a soccer league, and how it's really become one of the most competitive men's soccer conferences in the country, and all the challenges that it presents.
Yeah, it certainly changed. This is year 20, and I believe we've... I think when I stepped in, I think it was maybe an 8-team league. Actually, I think it might have even been a 6-team league. But the competitiveness, from top to bottom, there just aren't the pushovers that there were years back. I mean, on any given day, I think we looked at it last year. The coaches, I think, out of the 64 games, 50 or something were decided by one goal, and I mean, that's incredible. And it's yeah, it's obviously frustrating when we only get our conference leader, our conference winner, getting into the tournament, because we certainly feel like we have, you know, 2, 3, and 4, and you know, some very, very good teams. So it's a tough conference. It's any given day you step on the field, you never know what you're going to expect, and that's fun. It's you know, obviously there's travel involved, and that's you know, another little thing that makes it a challenge, but it's a great league, and it's you know, game in and game out, there's a lot of competition, so it's fun.
You know, Coach, something I've been asking all the other men's soccer coaches is, it's hard to believe that it's been since 2000 since that was the last time this league had more than just the automatic qualifier advance and represent the SCAC in the NCAA tournament. What needs to be done in order for this league to really get the respect that it deserves and has garnered, and get more teams in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think the conference tournament that's coming up next year will help a little bit, I think that's, you know, Division III, the way the rest of Division III, I think we're probably maybe a minority, our conference is, because I'm not sure all Division III programs have the level of competitiveness that each of our schools have, so it's just something that we're going to have to deal with. I think it's helping, I guess, with the expansion of the tournament. You're right. I think that last year before they changed it, I believe there were 4 of us in the NCAA tournament, and then it just shut down to the conference winner from then on out. And numerous times we felt like we should have been there. I know Center's had some great teams, and Southwestern. I mean, there are a lot of teams can say we should have been there. But you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I think the conference tournament will help a lot. you know, if someone were able to upset that conference winner, who had led the conference all year in that number one spot, then obviously they get the chance to go, and then I'm sure that the number one team, gets a very strong look. So, but you just got to deal with it and play, and that's just the way it is.
Coach, August is always an exciting time, not only the brink of a new season, but the arrival of an incoming freshman class. Talk about the class that you brought in, what your expectations are of this group, and do you feel like you have some guys that can make an immediate impact on this Lynx team?
Yeah, I think we were very pleased. Again, I think we're kind of in a second year of our rebuilding and refocusing the program, and we've got a really good class. We're very pleased. We got some kids that we felt are good soccer players, but are also passionate and committed about the game of soccer. Couple kids out of Georgia that are factoring right away, Patrick Harris out of Atlanta and Michael Hample out of Roswell, Georgia, we're very excited with. They're going to impact. They had a great preseason. We expect them to impact right away. And we got a little midfielder out of Little Rock, Arkansas, Riocum. He's had a good preseason, and we expect him to factor in right away. And we got a kid out of Louisville, Kentucky that's impressed us, Tim Garten. Those are the guys that have had, outstanding preseasons, and, we've got, four or five other guys that, will factor in down the road, and we're pleased with their commitment level, but, we think those four are in a situation where they've impressed, and, they're hopefully going to impact us right away.
Coach, as preseason has played its way out and it's unfolded, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed about your team, and have you felt a real sense of urgency from your guys coming off last year's season?
Yeah, I think everybody's excited to play again. Of course, I've been fairly pleased, and I guess I'll say a little bit surprised. Our heat down here is just the worst that I can ever remember it in 20 years. And we were able to get through it pretty well. I think the kids were motivated for the most part. Most of them were motivated enough to train, particularly as the summer got longer and to the end of the summer when it got hotter. So I was pleased with the way the preseason went. A lot of times you haven't done this for years. There are some really bad hot summers where your preseason is almost a wash because you can't do what you want to do. And if the kids aren't fit, then that makes it even worse. But that's been, we were pleased with that. We were unfortunate. We did have a couple of knee injuries, actually in scrimmage situations, but, that's part of it. We lost Jimmy Thompson, who was looking to be one of our starting midfielders. He did his ACL, and then our backup keeper, William Lay, did his ACL, and just a freak thing just shipped in across, trying to come back in another direction after moving one direction. So, but that happens. It's just strange that it happened within 2 days of each other, but that's part of it. But for the most part, we were pleased with that, the way the preseason went. The guys were fairly fit. Now it's just a matter of fine-tuning things and, pairing the group together and, playing the first couple games and seeing where we go from there.
Coach, coming off last season and having gone through spring practice a year ago and now into preseason camp, what are some of the goals that you have for this Lynx squad?
Well, I think we're realistically, we got to get out of the bottom half of the conference. We want to get back in the top half. And I think our goal, a realistic goal, is we're going to try to target that top four with the idea that conference tournament starts next year, and if you're in the top four, you get the second chance. So that is easily a team target. I think, we want to be more organized, and we want to concede fewer goals, and we've got to find a way to score more goals, especially with the loss of Logan Everly and a Zach Berry and Alan Orgeron and the guys that were kind of the ones that were scoring some of the goals for us last year. So it's there are a lot of things out there that we need to target and focus on, and hopefully we can do well in those areas and move forward.
And finally, Coach, what are two or three things that you and your coaching staff have really been harping on and having the guys focus and work hard to get better at throughout the course of preseason in order to be ready come the start of September and then the start of the season?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, obviously it's difficult for the kids to get back in the swing of the schoolwork and managing all the aspects of being a student athlete. And I think that's the biggest thing is we want them to make sure they're focusing on managing their time. You know, managing your time to make sure that, yes, yeah, we're working at training and you're doing stuff outside of training that you need to do, but you're also making sure that you find the time to get your proper rest and your proper diet, and trying to do those little things outside or off the field that can add up to make a difference in their personal performance and then collectively the team performance. You know, as far as you know, on the field stuff, we're trying to get them back into playing faster in their heads. You know, it's not unusual for players to, you know, kick the ball around in the summer, and you know they think they're training at a decent level, but they're not, and it's slowing down. They're taking the extra touches, they're holding the ball longer, and now we're back into actual competition. The game is much faster. So I think the other big thing, part the main thing on the field, is to try to get them to play faster, get back to the match tempo that they need to play at, you know, to read things and anticipate and be prepared to play that next pass or think that second pass ahead.
Rhodes head coach Andy Marcinko. Again, the Lynx open up their 2010 campaign September 1st at home against Lyon College. Coach, again, thank you so much for your time and best of luck in 2010.
Thank you very much, Russell.